When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 21st edition. We have two slates for you, a 7-game early and a 6-game main slate we'll break down. Hope you guys had a great Tuesday. Monster slates, chaos as usual, all around baseball. You can find me on Twitter at BDENTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I tweet out all my podcasts, did a new bench with Bubba on Tuesday, got you previewed for golf this week. Got a Bubba in the Bloom coming up, Quick Hits, First Pitch Pod, you name it, it's there. Plus all the written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy. So check it all there on Twitter at BDENTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's talk totals on this 7-game early slate that starts at 12:10 p.m. Pacific time, 9:10 a.m. Eastern. Orioles, Rays, 8.5. Blue Jays, Marlins, 7. Cubs, Pirates, 8.5. Royals, Tigers, 8.5. Mets, Astros, 8.5. D-backs, Brewers, 8. So you got a lot to play with here. Let's talk about pitching. Kevin Gausman, $11,000 at the Miami Marlins. Going to go right back to Gausman. Really solid start in his last time out against Houston. Outside of like an occasional blip, he's been just dominant this year. He is going to face a Marlins team that's only striking out 18.4% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, which is a bit surprising, but we've been saying that a lot with the Marlins. 255 average, 142 ISO. On this slate, though, Gausman definitely is the guy to pay up for if you're going to do it. I would normally say Zach Gallen, but those home road splits terrify me, so just buyer beware. If you want to play him in a tournament, sure, just be very, very careful. Taj Bradley at $9,100 is your tournament play. It's boomer bust, 4 1/3, 2 and 11 Ks. His last start against Oakland, got blown up against Texas. We understand that one. Threw a gem against Boston, threw a gem against the Cubs, blown up against the Jays. It's an alt, like he has the 4.19 ERA, but he's got an xFIP over half lower than that. Like he's just been very, very good this year. The strikeout stuff's elite. If he can get you 5 innings at $9,100, he's going to rack up the Ks. So he makes for a very strong tournament play against an Orioles team that's very, very good. Near 22% K rate over the last 3 weeks versus righties, hitting 272 with a 186 ISO. So it will not be easy for Taj Bradley. But in tournaments at 91, I'm totally cool with that. Sandy Alcantara at $7,900. I am not a Sandy guy. You guys know that by now. He's been atrocious of late. But he's been able to get it like – his last start, he got blown up. But then the two prior to that, 7 innings, 1 run, 4K, 7 innings, 5 runs, 7Ks, got you at least 16 points, got you 15 to 18 points, 3 of the last 4 starts prior to the last blow up. And he's priced accordingly now at $7,900. That's why I'm going to mention him here. And the slate's pitching is very bad. So it's a combination of the two things. He gets a Toronto Blue Jays team striking out 19% of the time versus righties, 259 with a 156 ISO. So it will not be easy for Sandy. I'm not locking him in, but on a slate like this, he does fit the bill. Now, if you want to just have some fun here, boys and girls, Rich Hill is $6,400. He put up 10 points his last time. He put up back-to-back 20-plus point performances. He's going to give you at least, unless he gets like really, really lit up, he's going to give you at least 5 innings, usually 6. And he's going to get Ks. He's got 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts, 5 of his last 6 starts. It's not always pretty by any means, but he's finding ways to get the job done. And more importantly, besides pitching being atrocious again on this slate, he gets a Chicago Cubs team in Wrigley that you can have some fun with. They're striking out 26.5% of the time versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 232. They do have a 171 ISO, though. So Rich Hill is going to make you ride the tightrope, but on this slate at $6,400, I'm cool with it. So in reality, all I got for you is Gausman, Taj Bradley, Alcantara, Rich Hill. Like if I'm making one lineup, it's probably Gausman and Hill. That's what we're doing on this slate. Plenty of bats to choose from, though. I'll go through these quickly. Catcher's position. I don't mind a KC Detroit stack. That's why paying for pitching won't be an issue. You got Salvi Perez versus Matt Boyd at 55. On board with that. Some cheaper plays. I love the Colorado-Cincinnati stack as well. Elias Diaz might get the day off, day game after night game, getaway game. But he's facing Andrew Abbott, who everybody loves because there's not a lot of run in 17 innings pitched. I tweeted it out right after that start. Everyone's tweeting it out now. He has a zero ERA. It's on zero runs through three starts. It's awesome. He has an xFIP over five. He has nine walks and 12 strikeouts in 17 and a third innings. He's been lucky. Let's put it that way. He's good. Andrew Abbott's good. He's not this good. And eventually that regression monster is going to come in a big, big way. Maybe it's Wednesday in Great American Small Park. So Elias Diaz at 43 would be a guy to use. If you want to pick on Sandy Alcantara, Danny Jansen's $3,900. That's an angle to go to as well. I like Jorge Alfaro. I mentioned him on yesterday's show. He went deep. He DH'd for Colorado on Tuesday. He'll probably be back. He'll probably be behind the dish, and Diaz will probably be DH'ing. I wouldn't be shocked if we see that scenario. So Alfaro at 33 is a little cheaper than Diaz against Abbott. I like that quite a bit as well. He probably gets lower ownership than Diaz, too, if you want to give it a little different in the Great American Ballpark stack. That'd be an angle to go with. Our buddy Yainer Diaz, look at folks, he's back to $2,900. That's our happy place. Now we can go and hit a home run again. He was hitting cleanup on Tuesday. He's usually hitting anywhere between fourth and sixth in that lineup. Going up against Tyler McGill, who's just not been that great. So Astros are definitely in play. Diaz, $2,900, good price tag there. Nick Forte is not looking to target Gausman. If Carson Kelly's behind the dish versus Tehran, he's $2,500. He'd be another one to go and look at, but they'll be, and most likely if I could see a world where Danny Jansen gets the day off. So Tyler Hanneman got called up with Alejandro Kirk going to the IL. Hanneman's $2,100 versus Alcantara if you just want to punt. But I really like the idea of playing like Jorge Alfaro. That's kind of where I'm looking right now. First base for you, you got Pete Alonso versus Javier, but I'd go a little cheaper. Joey Votto at 48 versus Seabold. Spencer Steer at 46 for Seabold. Those would be two to look at for sure. Christian Walker stole a bag on Tuesday. He's 45 versus Tehran. Eventually, Tehran's luck's got to run out, right, folks? Let's just preach it into existence with me. Luke Rayleigh's $4,300. He'd be another guy to look at versus Tyler Wells. If we believe this, the Zach Gallen road splits are what they are, Rowdy Tellez is 4K. So that's a nice price tag as well. Some cheaper plays, though. I mentioned the KC Detroit stack. My boy Torque, Spencer Torkelson's only $3,200 for Singer. Love Torque in this one. As a nice little value, especially cheaper plays, though, going below 3K. Somehow Mark Connors first base eligible now. That's funny. Not saying play him, but that's just funny seeing that price tag. But not a ton down here, really. If you're fading Rich Hill, Trey Mancini's down here, but not a ton after Torkelson for me at first base. Second base for you, you got Nico Horner versus Hill if you want to go there. But Jonathan India's 5K versus Seabold. Matt McClain's 49 versus Seabold. Both good plays. You got Jose Altuve at 48. I like the D-back stack. They played well, but so did Milwaukee and everybody else. Ketel Marte is cheaper today against Tehran. He's $4,700. He had a home run on Tuesday. He can go right back to Ketel Marte without a problem in my book. Going down into the 3Ks and below now, it's bleak, very bleak. Like Nick Paton's down here at 29 if you're going full-on Detroit stack. I don't think you need to go full-on Detroit stack, but he's down here. But yeah, other than that, not a ton that stands out at this point in time, but it is a getaway day. Day games, you're going to get some weird value throughout the slate. Third base, you got Ellie De La Cruz at 54. He had a bomb on Tuesday. We know how good he is. He's in play for you. Gunnar Henderson versus Bradley is a good tournament play. Same with Ryan McMahon versus Abbott at 46. Bregman went deep on Tuesday. He's 45. So you got some nice pay-up spots at third base if you so choose. If you want some value, though, mid-3Ks and below. Mikel Garcia, he's third base shortstop eligible. He's $2,900 versus Boyd. He usually gets fifth in the Kansas City lineup. That's a really good price tag. If our boy Emmanuel Rivera is in the Arizona lineup, he's 29. I like him more versus lefties and righties, but he could be a nice little value in an Arizona stack at $2,900. And that should just about do it. Shortstop position for you. Wander Franco's $5,900 versus Wells. I like that quite a bit. I got Bobby Witt Jr. at $5,700 versus Matt Boyd. That's outstanding. Witt's been swinging a great stick. De La Cruz at 54. McClain at 49. Talked about them already as both good plays. Gunnar Henderson in tournaments as well. Going down to the low fours and into the threes now. You got the likes of Mikel Garcia again at 29. That's one I would look at. Other than that, it's mainly a pay up at shortstop until we see lineups that might change our opinion. I'm trying to see if anybody else pops up here, but no, not really at this point in time. Outfield four, you got Randy Rosarena at 58. He's always in play, but Corbin Carroll, another big night. The dude's just a beast. He's $5,500 versus Tehran. I always like him. Kyle Tucker versus Miguel at 52 is very solid as well. Christian Yelich at 5K versus Gallen is not too shabby either. A lot of IL guys up here. Interesting stuff. Anthony Santander had a nice game on Tuesday. He's 46 if you're fading Taj Bradley. Spencer Steer is 46. We like him versus Seabold. Jake Fraley probably hitting cleanup at 44 versus Seabold. That is outstanding. Big fan of that one. That's a really good price tag, actually. Lourdes Gurriel's 42. TJ Friedel's 41. That's awesome as well. Friedel and Fraley had big games on Tuesday. Just depressing stuff for a season-long standpoint, but great for this. Nolan Jones, mashing. Mashing still, folks, and he's still cheap at $4,100. I keep talking about him pretty much every day. He's a beast. Hits high in the order versus righties, doing his thing. He had a combo meal on Tuesday. So enjoy some Nolan Jones at $4,100. Below 4K now. You got the likes of Nick Prado's down here at 36. Jack Sawinski against Kyle Hendricks in a tournament at 36. It's a good tournament play. We like Jack versus righties. He's kind of cooled down again, but that could be a tournament look. I like Carey Carpenter at 33 a lot. He's come back from the IL and swinging a really good bat, so that's a good value at $3,300 for Carpenter. MJ Melendez is 33 as well. I like that Carpenter value a lot, though. If Pavin Smith's in the D-backs lineup, he's $3,100. He'd be another guy to have circled for you. You got Joey Weimer at $2,800. Edward Olivares playing really well for Kansas City. He's 27 versus Boyd. So you have tons of value down here. Jake McCarthy's 26 versus Teheran. Jesse Winker's back. He went deep on Tuesday. He's 26 versus Gallen. If you're looking to fade the Gallen train, Corey Jolks at 25 for Houston will be a nice value against McGill. I'll sign off on that one. Alec Thomas at 24 has had a back-to-back good game since getting called up. So he'd be another one to look at. Henry Davis is now not a catcher anymore. He's outfield only. He's $2,400 versus Kyle Hendricks. So he'd be another nice value for you, but you're going to get tons of value, especially in the outfield. Like Blanco of Kansas City's 2K, he gets on and can run for days. So he'd be another total punt against Matthew Boyd. So recapping your pitching, it's Gospin, Bradley if you're getting frisky, Alcantara, and Rich Hill if you're stacking things up. You can go Tampa versus Wells if you want, but the angles I'm going, give me a Great American Small Park stack. I love the Colorado angle versus Abbott because people love Abbott, and I hope you get them at lower the Colorado bats at lower ownership. I still like Cincinnati bats a ton, though. I'm not going to say that. The Cubs versus Hill and the Pirates versus Hendricks, especially the Pirates versus Hendricks, could be interesting. I like a KC-Detroit game stack. I like Detroit versus Singer more so, but KC versus Boyd is always good. And then you can stack up Arizona-Milwaukee if you want. I got no problem there, especially Arizona versus Teheran. That's one I'll keep going to. And then I like Houston versus Miguel. So lots of bats. If I got to narrow it down, give me a Great American Small Park stack. Give me a KC-Detroit stack. Sprinkle in some Arizona Diamondbacks. That's where I'd be looking on the early slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, six game main slate for you here, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. You got Mariners, Yankees, 7.5, A's, Guardians, 8.5, Red Sox Twins 8, Rangers White Sox 9.5. Still waiting for the Giants Padres total in that one, as the Giants just walked it off, literally walked it off to win 4-3 on Tuesday night. Pitching on your 6-game evening slate, Shohei Ohtani against the Dodgers at 11-1, enticing. But give me Luis Castillo at 10-1 at the New York Yankees, the judgeless New York Yankees. Castillo brings a phenomenal floor with an outstanding ceiling to battle in this game. And you got a Yankees team that over the last 3 weeks, 24% K rate versus righties, 194 batting average, 166 ISO. So Luis Castillo at 10-1 is the pay-up spot I am looking for. Michael Kopech in tournaments at 94 versus Texas if you want. But Paul Blackburn at 82, he's been pitching outstanding since getting recalled from the minors. The only downside, since the injury list basically, only downside, Cleveland 17.7% K rate, 297 average over the last 3 weeks versus righties. So it will not be easy for Paul Blackburn. But we saw Medina and company pitch well enough until late in the game. So Blackburn at 82 is worth a look. But even over Blackburn, give me Garrett Whitlock at 7K against Minnesota. Minnesota striking out over 30% of the time versus righties in their last 3 weeks. Whitlock's thrown up back-to-back 23-plus point performances, 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He's gotten at least 5 innings in 3 of his last 4, 2 runs or less in 3 of the 4. And he's got you at least 5 Ks in 3 straight starts. So Garrett Whitlock at 7K is very, very solid. And then Gavin Williams is going to be making his debut for the Cleveland Guardians against the Oakland Athletics, an Oakland A's team that is striking out 24% of the time versus righties, hitting 247 with a 110 ISO over the last 3 weeks. Gavin Williams is a beast. He is probably better than Tanner Bibee and Logan Allen. This is the dude we've been waiting for. He was just like a little bit behind. He started the year in, I believe, double A, maybe single A even, to start the year. Gavin Williams is a stud. He should be very popular at $5,700. He's mispriced on this slate. So if you want to narrow it down on the 6-game straight, Luis Castillo, Garrett Whitlock, Gavin Williams. Get all the bats you want, all of them. You could go Whitlock and Williams for all I care, and you could get all the bats you want. Speaking of bats, let's get at it. Catcher's position for you. I like me some Cal Raleigh at $4,600 versus Johnny Brito. Should be making the spot start for the Yankees. That short porch should be calling Raleigh's name. That should be a good one there. Gary Sanchez versus Sean Manaea. Manaea sucks. He's Sanchez is $3,900. I'm all aboard that train. Patrick Bailey at $3,200 versus Darvish. Darvish has not been good, especially 3 of his last 4 starts. He's allowed 17 runs in his last 4 starts. Those came in those 3 starts. He had 0 earned in one of the 4 starts, but 17 runs in 3 of his last 4 starts. That is not good. Pat Bailey at 32 is someone to keep an eye on. Matt Theis, I love the Angels tonight facing Michael Grove. He's getting the spot start for the Dodgers. Theis is $3,100. He'd be one to look at as well. Other than that, nothing too crazy. If you want to fade Gavin Williams for being chalky, Shea Langeliers is down here, and you can get a cheap, cheap A stack if you really want to fade Gavin Williams. I'm not going to do that in my single entry, but if you want to, I totally get it. First base position for you, you got Brandon Drury's Grove at 45. Get on board that. Nathaniel Lover's Kopech at 42 is kind of interesting because Kopech's all or nothing, so that's like your contrarian play. Like, I'd rather contrarian play the Texas Rangers versus Kopech than the A's versus Williams, just because Texas has a higher ceiling to pop off if they get to Kopech and the White Sox bullpen. That's the angle I'm looking for there. The A's just don't have that massive blowup more often than not. I just probably jinxed it right now, and they'll go off, but that's the brass tacks of it all. Some other options down here for you. Andrew Vaughn versus a lefty. Stop me if you've heard this before. He's $3,100 versus Martin Perez. That is a great spot to target. Tristan Casas versus Sonny Gray at 27. Gray's been bad, been really bad. Lots of pitch to contact lately. Boston put up a 10 spot on Tuesday. You can go right back to that. So Tristan Casas at 27 is totally fine. Other than that, though, Jared Walsh is $2,500. He did hit a home run on Sunday, but he's been pretty bad. So I wouldn't get too crazy on that one. Second base position for you here. You got Semien at 62. But guys like Brandon Drury at 45, again, he's first base, second base. Andres Jimenez has been playing really well. He's $3,600. He had the game-winning RBI single on Tuesday. He's 36 versus Blackburn. Edward Julian's down there. But Christian Arroyo went 5-for-5 on Tuesday with the home run. He is 3K versus Sonny Gray. He'd be a nice little value for you. But other than that, I want to see some lineups like Tony Kemp's down here. He went deep. You got Caballero of Seattle. He's $2,400 versus Brito. That could be a value. If you're looking for it, there'll be a couple spots down here for sure. Third base, Rafael Devers at 59 versus Gray is awesome. I like that. But his teammate, Josh Turner's 41. I'll take the discount just because the way Turner's hit, it's an $1,800 discount I could spread out to more bats. So Justin Turner at 41 is the guy I would target there. You got Machado versus Manaea at 51. The Padres should tee off on Manaea, but we'll see how that goes. Jake Berger versus a lefty at 38 in tournaments. Royce Lewis woke up, went 3-for-4 with a home run on Tuesday. He is $3,400 versus Whitlock. Going down below 3K now. Not much. This is a weird slate, folks. Weird slate. Shortstop position, Corey Seager, 63. He continues to beast down. I mentioned it pretty much every day that he's worth the price tag. He had a monster game again on Tuesday. You got Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts versus a lefty at 49. Is not too shabby. But some other plays down here. Enrique Hernandez is $3,400 for Sonny Gray. He'd be a guy to look at. Amad Rosario, another double-digit night. He's 33 versus Blackburn. You got Ezekiel Duran versus Kopech at 31. So you have some value at shortstop if you need it. The guy I would look if you're going to punt the position, though, is Andrew Velasquez. I talk about him a lot. He's $2,300 versus Grove. Great spot for him. He even stole a bag on Tuesday against Kershaw and company. So Velasquez at 23 is a punt I definitely can get behind. Then outfield, you got Tatis, who went deep on Tuesday. He's just in another level of play right now. You got Trout versus Grove at 6K. Otani's only first base eligible now. He's not even outfield anymore. That's funny. Soto versus Manaea, that's fine as well. Going down a little cheaper, though, Masataka Yoshida had a great game on Tuesday. He's 5,300 versus Sonny Gray. I like that. Adam Duvall went deep on Tuesday. He's 48 versus Sonny Gray. Lubov had the day off on Tuesday. He's 48 versus Martin Perez, so that's another good spot to go to. Eloy Jimenez is 42 versus Perez. Eloy went deep on Tuesday, so he'd be on par. Taylor Ward at 39 versus Grove, we like a ton. Stephen Kwan's been putting up some decent numbers. He's 38. Mickey Moniak should be in the lineup versus Grove. He's only 35. So you got the big dogs up top. You got a ton of dudes here in this 3K range that you can lock in your lineups and save some cash. Estuary Ruiz, put up he's $3,200, had another double-digit night. He's an accumulator, folks. He gets on, steals bags, scores runs. I love that for DFS, especially in a cheap price tag. 32 is cheap. So you got that going for you with Estuary Ruiz. You got Tavares and Duran down here for Texas if you need them. But below 3K, a couple other values potentially for you. Like Luis Matos is down here, Ramon Laureano. I don't love these guys like I do. The early slate had a lot of good value in the outfield. Not as much initially on this slate. Recapping your pitching, we'll keep this sweet and simple. Luis Castillo, 10-1, Whitlock, 7K, Gavin Williams, 57. If you're stacking things up, you could go Seattle versus Brito. That's fine. I get the Oakland contrarian stack if you want, sure. But give me Boston versus Sonny Gray. I want that one 100%. I like the Angels versus Grove. That'd be one as well. You can go the Padres versus Manaea, but I'd mainly have Boston, Angels, and then if you want to get contrarian with Texas is where I'd look with those pitchers we already mentioned. Well, that'll do it, folks. Weird set of slates. 7-game early starting at 12:05 p.m. Eastern time, 9:05 a.m. Pacific time, and then you got the late slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern for 6 games. Going to be a wild one. Spread it out. Have some fun. Enjoy your full day of baseball action. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's slate as usual. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 21st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/GET100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.